Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A 65-year-old man has died after a two-car crash on the Cunningham Highway at Allen this morning. Police say the man was driving a dual-cab ute when it collided head-on with a garbage truck at around 5:30 near Link Road. He was declared dead at the scene, while the 61-year-old driver of the truck was taken to Warwick Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It comes after a teenage boy was flown to Brisbane with critical injuries following a car rollover on the Diagula Highway at around 6 this morning. Paramedics say they were called to Nanango to assess four patients who were inside the car near the Nanango-Tarong Road intersection. The three other teens were taken to Kingaroy Hospital with minor injuries. Police are still investigating. A crime scene has been set up and police are investigating after a member of the public discovered what is believed to be human bones at Toowoomba's Glenlomo Park. More details are to come. 31 Darling Downs doctors are available to examine sexual assault victims after being trained to use the state government's new rape kits. Our reporter Dan McRae explains the kits are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault.
Since they were introduced in September last year, the new and improved kits have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. An average of 9 doctors and 12 nurses per hospital and health service have received the training, though the rollout has been varied, with some regions having as few as 1 trained doctor.
The member for Toowoomba South has written to the Transport Minister in the hope of changing the speed limit on a busy street after a sudden 10-kilometre-an-hour drop. David Janetsky says he has been inundated with frustrated drivers who are not happy with the change.
It's ridiculous at the moment. You can't have 4 or 5 speed limits within a couple of kilometres of road.